Costa View, Alaska, March 17, 1976, with Ella Smith and Martha Swan.
She wanted you to understand that the kind of society that she grew up in among the old Notak people who went to the upper level, you know, the mountain area, the caribou followers, and that she grew up in two rivers, the Utukak River and the Notak River, and there was also the Kunganik River that they used to cross as they were coming back. Kunganik. I think some of our hunters would know where that was located, you know, when we get it transcribed and start finding places. Now, would you like me to ask her some of the corrections that she felt?
Particularly in light of the thing that Joe Field and I did, you had a deal with on video camera, so we traced the migration rate.
I have seen
it.
She said because she didn't think there was anybody that knew it as well as she did, because she grew up living that way, is why she came here. She said in their settlement area in the upper Nortek, when it looks like there's not too much caribou, not enough caribou, they would go over the mountains to the Kobuk area and go over to the Kobuk area and subsist on fish with the rest of the people. And then in the early spring, while the dog team travel trails are still firm, then they would go back to their Nortek area.
They would do that rather than come down the top of it.
She said they would travel through Kayana up the Kobuk. Okay.
In the light of what they've been telling us, that caught the new sound, the food catch, they could always come here
and get
food.
Yeah, this is in winter, though.
Well, that's what they're saying. Now, whether they went up the Kobuk in the hope that they would find caribou there, and when they didn't find caribou there, then they could still produce some fish.
Okay. Uvaguk kuvangmun kuvaksaga vese tuttukhagasugalugu
naza
akalukhasonu aha 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 akalukhasonu Okay. She said, no, they weren't looking for caribou, but they knew there would be fish.
Okay.
And she said, it was closer to go to Kobuk and survive on the fish than it was to make the long trek down to Kotzebue. From the upper Nortek. She said when they prepared to leave, the Kobuk people would give them frozen fish that they had saved in their log boxes, you know,
mm-hmm.
the fish that they had saved from that fall. They would load them up with fish on their way back, and they had sometimes three, sometimes four dogs. When a person had a big team, he had four dogs, but mostly three. And then she said when they were traveling in Notak, the upper Notak, sometimes two men would help pull the sled with the dogs because they've taken everything, you know,
all
with them.
Their
house, their everything that they needed for their hunting, etc. And she's drawn the kind of sled that they use.
Right?
Nakuro.
Okay. This kind of horrified, if there were no attack people going to visit in Kobach, this kind of horrified warfare between the two. Does she have any idea, any story as to what would have precipitated that war between Notak and Kobach?
Well, earlier when I asked her about that, she didn't know what was the first reason why they started, you know. But the revenge and avenging, you know, et cetera, et cetera, where the wars were ongoing for a while. One of the folks that I talked with later on said this was why, in certain generations, when they didn't want to fight anymore, this was why they started exchanging wives, you know, so that so that the Kobach family and the Notak family, or the two different families, where there would be a feeling of kinship, you know?
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
That's what I
think. On a side, this is what some of the old folks told me, that I guess they figured there was no other way to stop this tradition except to make them feel the kinship.
Whether they remember it or not, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's what you and I would do.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight you.
Right.
You don't want to fight me.
That's why I married a white man.
We don't want to see our kids.
Right. And this is the comment that I get from some of the old folks.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, we've told you all about our wars and so forth, but we don't really want this made a big thing to put it in front of our young people because we don't want them to fight each other.
That's right.
She said, but we want them to know how to survive out in the cold, you know, in
That's
this
right.
hard country.
That's right.
You know, those things, they said, that the advice from the old folk and so forth. He said, okay, so our ancestors fought. And they said they could have told a lot more about them, but they were embarrassed and didn't want to hurt the feeling of the different village people, and so they just...
This is what we really want to talk about. This is what we, when we come to bring this together for the final draft, this is what we really want to talk about. Human beings are human beings. They
right.
have that same
right.
problem
right.
like everybody else, but they learn to resolve them by marriage, by creating partnerships, by cooperation, and this is what you should learn.
Sure. And
that's
what we
want to
do. Right.
We don't bury
we're not going to bury it. We will say that there were problems back there, you know. But
as there are now.
And the people resolve their problems in this manner. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the traditional way.
That's
the whole point, I think. Okay. Sorry.
Uva kan uva okay manna tisakakpuk uva kangik sinyiraga takmik puktuk uva it nakuting surakang naksat it notinik ami tepko it na simmerik sitaktot it na anguyagun rekuting ilyagi gulekuting it na simmerik sitaktot Dabra taat no tip lugu. Inyo na sak nik suli kuwang ming uti khusi no tamul git nyap si?
Til git nyap ta? Tawra ata ngay ata kaksip tawra nga kituman na anip ka umati karakotin ni kumilaan umurutat kawane karakotin ni kumilaan na ata kapit ati kapagaw na iringan awlay vigit lu isigay gud Kita mahu pusing. Ada aku kena kaya.
Seputih pemik. Seputih nik merlu.
Ada aku kena kaya. Situ panah agilan sama penikmat. Ada aku tetko.
Umek tak huting.
Wah.
Umek tak huting.
Wah. Untuk kami Kenyang kita lah kerja, agaklah ni jak pen muka, kenyang kita kapsi muka, kita main musuh muka, tapi tarik, ni jat kami kam, ni lagi, tutu kasi isek lagi, tutu umur lagi, ni jat cari kita itu nuna ane ni aku tak, tapi tarik. Apa yang nak waktu tak punya tu tu agak tu pun nak sah tom pun nak tom.
She said when they come back from the Kobuk area, it's early spring, and then not long after that the caribou come, and she has been in Kangerak. That's the name of a corral, our Eskimo word for corral.
Oh, really?
Kangerak. And I guess there were four.
Kangerak.
Kangerak. Duk. You know, with the dot of G. Kangerak. That's Kangi is the end, and Kangerak is, you know, where the end. Okay, now there were four.
Aklunanik.
Naga napartunik it nasihut it nasiliyahuting naga. Naga uyang nik kalengik si chip yuting na.
Kaya kung phone na pito ko ka ako. Phone na.
Tap.
Niga chat tamat ko pito ko ka ako phone na.
Okay, then they would make nets, you know, on the end of the corral there, and tied up on posts, and then they would herd the caribou in this way, and then the caribou would get caught in the nets, you know, and then they'd harvest them there. She said she was.
These are not really big stone corrals in the sense that we think.
No, they're
places to corral. Caribou, right?
Dam na kangeralek tong ni kangat.
Yeah.
kamera ko ko ni ni ja ta no I ga ta to ko ha ga ni ja ku no no de ka ta go mo na chu le
ki je ga ta na tu tu ni ku va it na chu le
ko ku ni ni pa no ko ni ku ga ra ko ni ke na pa ku I chu pe kam no no ta kam na pa ta ni ni ga ba ku
Yeah, they along this side of the corral. They used willows and all birch or cottonwood, one of the two, to fence it this way. It was a corral made to herd in the caribou, and on this end they had the nets.
Okay, willow nets.
Tamatko nigacheng kubrakbing sunik pilie khluit ai ok pirni naga akluna peang ni naga sunik tap ko nigacheng
ok pirni kinap
ame Nigar vingit tapko? Pituk vingit yangit tapko? Nigachet tapko? Aklunape meek, naga ivaluneek, naga...
Ivaluka tapko nigit tapko. Pimak puninga aivere nigilu. Akhirnya dia guru tempo untuk niklu, saya berikan orang bilang nasi. Akhirnya file kami nasi guru ni maklumnya sulit sulit juga, guru
itu
kami kota kerja kerja baik, nak kerja orang sulit sulit nak kerja kami kota ni. Ini akhirnya ikhlas kami tak negatif.
She thinks that the net. Were made of ugruk or walrus rawhide, because she said they even used the thick rawhide when they were helping to pull the sled. She thinks they were ugruk, but sometimes they also had walrus. At lani naga iligisa ay baktangi.
Wami pugit pinga siyong nisugat ka. Pugit pinga yaw nota kamarra. Kama. One red. Sisuk yung
mga. One red.
Siva pa nga. Upokob. Kugit sila nga ta. Ya ni tawrona ataka tawsule ataka ta tasik pagro pagnuso ugupinya pang
kulgo na kami noon
malta
utok kami noon
pang tasik pagro maruma ilagmira maunda siya pagro pauna Wajib takkanunga, uangnya ikhlas lalu nulal lakala kapta. Tuk pinmali untuk kami ini wajib. Itu kapta, cuma ka ayat sahunga tak takai usinya. Tuga ini uangnya neakul senyap. Saat betul mungkin lapa kan lagi.
She's talking about going up the Utukak River, which eventually goes to Wainwright. And there was an old village there, Utukak village, where there was a lake and high mountains behind it. And one time when they went there, she remembers a row of walrus heads set in a row, and that was probably their source of walrus hide in olden days, you know, when they traded with people up that way. And she said that, and they probably had songs also, you know, for the walrus. She said,
"Naluk minyagin si matutat."
Atutat
yaluwit. Let me show you on the map in there for a moment. I don't need all of you to come. If he verifies what Joe Fields told me.
Okay.
About my
girlfriend. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Nak muka revisi? Wah, ada reaksi tapi kita mengharapkan nukar tiga. Tapi kan ni wah mana dia orang pesuma nak muka tinggi tiga lagi.
So payah tak na? Mungkin kesengan ni okok tiga lalu.
Tapi kan ni rapau raka, tapi tapi kan ni penasami. Undak tau betul ada esok sokok itu mereka sokok itu toilet jat kaki kamu. Tahu ni, aku nak cawan kot ini, kena nyokot ini lembaga. Cawan kot ini, ni kita am cawan ni payau orang kaki lugu. Tahu ni, kami nak pergi, nota mahu sokok putangan ini. Nak tak, ane yang ane kubur tuan kan ya. Tahu kan ni, kalau kosak orang kahat kau keluar, demo kau tergerak, ijab kau tinggi dulu. Tertarik jauh nubuk jauh ni, tempat kau tergerak guys. Nasib jauh, bukan ni kau. Kau ngerasa si ikut keluar jauh rumah, ujar ni kau nak jauh ni. Kalau kita ni tak tak boleh kita pasal ni kita lagi ramai jangan kita kalau lagi kami zaman nak ukur jangan kita buyak sirak tak buyak bye ima kami rak tak kan kita berani ni rukun ima yang lebih bukit kan ni rupain makit luit, bukir waktu panasit luit asit. Saat nak cinyun asit, uksuk taman nak kalupak asit. Ikut luuh. Saat nak syatikit luuh mancuma ngatai suwa. Saat nak cuk nakkan luuh. Naga saat lorak pas. Patir ni kilangit. Awok luuh, patingan ni. Saat nak. Tak rezeki nak ikut lagi tu tu. Tak nanti ni kasi ni buat usir leh hotel. Oh ni usir ni usir leh hotel kilo dua tak tu nata.
Okay, jadi dah hotel ni dah lag lag. Right after, let's see, the people would be bringing their caribou to their place from the Kangera.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a corral, and then the women would save all the bones of the caribou. It not be dark to you. Okay. Then they would mash, break the bones, all the bones with rock, and then they would put them in their pot and boil it, and then, you know, the fat would come to the surface. and then they would skim the fat off the top of the pot and put it in a bag that they had made from the caribou stomach that they had cleaned out and dried out. And then they would save this fat, and some of them would put the marrow in with the fat,
mm-hmm.
and then they would save it. And then they'd get a whole bunch of these and then take these with them as they're going down the river.
Now, can I ask a question
mm-hmm.
about this
Kinder Rock? I'm questioning. I'm trying to draw something here that would align with what Joe's son was showing.
Mm-hmm.
Up there they had a lake. Might this have been a kind of a dead-end valley, the corral, the Kinder
mm-hmm.
Rock
mm-hmm.
as a corral, a dead-end
mm-hmm.
place,
mm-hmm.
in which case the nets could have been like this
mm-hmm.
to entrap them. Where she spoke of willows, it might have been like the bunches of willows that
mm-hmm.
Joe's
mm-hmm.
son was describing
mm-hmm.
that were used to keep
mm-hmm.
the caribou coming in this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like what you might be describing?
Let me tell them. Upa una kangera kangek singera tara gugu yunek munguk kangek kira nakpat na kugu yunek mun kanunga tomun pip yuwit naga natir na me naga sumi
kangera kongo chukwe vira dikdewu tawra kamna kapit kohu tako kohu kibaya dikwaga mani pimi mani ni kujaro pagla nuna orok tamne na pitu pimi katunga lami katunga kaya magla na kasa lami maunga lada siya kong tututki aula veli amma isa kabita nga nung sibong nasibo
unanga asing
no Ina uva aku marah kini rasa uva ni kedua uva ni ina sini uva ini cuba ni nasi kucing ni kaktu uva na mana uva ini nasi kucing kena amua jajan ini uva na amua kena tutup kisahnya kawan amak ngami uva Ijek lupa juga mada ini pakau nak mana
mana
ni ganik cek biji berat
mana sing suka kau ni
tambahnya kami kaki capuk kuter
kerjui
okay nak wakinya kita ubah ni cek ubah si napi mata kanak kamu ubah ngami uva biji buk nak kerja
Man nasing tapukut tau pelu ni suli.
Kira kak tak mana kini kerja mana?
This is a fence, a wooden fence, and the nets are here, and
mm-hmm.
the people are here,
mm-hmm.
and people from this way and this way to tend to the and then there's herders from this side that are bringing them in here into the corral.
Mm-hmm.
These are wooden fences, and these are the nets, and people over here. She doesn't remember too well the lay of the land, but it seemed to be a sloping land. I think we could get Ned Howarth or Abraham Howarth
mm-hmm.
or some of the Mitchell in to talk about that because
mm-hmm.
they've been up in that country.
Mm-hmm. Same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Della Keats might know.
Okay, that's getting my head clear.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Eh, jabra kang koning anik tekut, punying anik tekut, eh.
start
yeah.
down the
yeah.
chimney.
You can love me. She's talking. Go ahead, go. Okay.
Ellen, would you like some
soup? Yeah. Do you want to help
me? I'm going to have tea. Tea? Yeah.
She's drawn the frame of the type of house that they had covered with caribou called Icha, you know, the six caribou skins that they've sewn together that they call the Icha.
Icha.
Six is Icha Kshak. I heard that those old no-cat people did, but I'll ask her.
Yeah. If you're sure the answer, just don't bother.
That's all right. Uvuguk mako napotangit, napaksaksangit, iglerotip lugilyu, olotip lugilyu, pirak nakpati.
Amitsukti,
Okay, Ilumit lugu, naga kasiya tanun ilip lugu.
There's some of them that talk about two layers of it, you know, with the fur inside, and then another one with another fur inside in the dead winter when it was very cold. They have told me stories like this, and they took their frames with them. They traveled with their frames with them. And also their caribou hides, their caribou hides. because when they're traveling, this mode of travel now that we're talking about is in a skin boat. They have had their corralling, and the weather has become hot. The ice has broken and it has gone up. So now they're following the breakup, the ice breakup in boats, and they're traveling in a boat. And so they've got
Ukimi Asin Iglo coming. tamatko na pagsating sa dagibati ng ulat iblugitili.
Kung minapagsak sulay siya, tamatatuk pero ay dispagsak kalo ng lumipad ko ukakta.
Okay. Okay, so this is what they take when they're traveling in the summer. In the winter, they make their frames, you know, tying the willows together. Those kalorviks that they made pictures of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what she said, they use frames with tying the willows together and then putting the
pictures. Frames, in this case, would be the frames of willow.
Mm-hmm.
Rather
mm-hmm.
than logs.
These frames, she says, are tall willows, and maybe some of them, hi James, and maybe some of them very small timbers.
Do they ever know? Now I'm asking this because it comes up in the Eastern Arctic that they made, you know, like the travois of Plains Indians.
The what?
The travois of Plains Indians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now they recent Plains Indians adopted that from Eskimo.
Mm.
And they were using that in the pageants. They were using it.
Mm-hmm.
Timbers were scarce, and so they made the framework of their for their ipsa.
Mm-hmm.
The framework was of poles, and they used those. They weren't so big. They used those for their dogs, and their dogs pulled them.
They took the frames? Did they tie them together? Did they put the
dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they suspended this like here, one on each side of the dog, or maybe two, and then the dog carried a load in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering if there were two, if they tied on something over this way.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures that way.
Yeah.
Sab ko nga itkilinik ukaktura lakone iglosuronik tuk upagok inyupet itna tamatko napaksangik atuwak nagpatiging itna ulatik luwit kipmimik nyon unning kalitik luwit maro kukok itna ilip luwit simikasi tabrunalu takanunalu itna piyaye kutsik luwit. Masing sunit sa sama o lati si kumintak na o lati lui kalit lui kasi sa mimik niya nasing kalit lui inyo pet tak na iglo mak minyak pat sa kabili
iglo na iglo na iglo na iglo na iglo
right on the back of the dog though but not dragging. She has never seen nor heard of taking poles like so in their area. They have used dogs as pack animals, but right on the back of the dog, you know.
Okay.
But she has never heard of Eskimo traveling with their poles that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Hello. Okay. Okay. We have Percy Pollock Sr. working on some of the tapes here. And there's Russell Williams. Pauline George would be good if she would do it. Yeah, we tried to call her too yesterday. I wonder if she took a trip somewhere. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I guess most of the researchers have gone home from Anita, and but there are about three or four local people that are translating tapes.
Right.
You could translate tapes.
Sure.
Your English is good. And she was asking me if there was anybody that I would recommend, you know, to help to help with the translation. Would you have time?
No, not this.